key takeaway for me, as we've done this with people who are genuinely people in our lives that we enjoy, and like, regardless of phones or cameras or anything, we would go and have a glass of wine and like have a chill.
That's what makes it so comfortable, but, to be honest. Like, that's why you're...
What I do think is, you've never been to this house.
I've never been to this
house. Which is so weird because you are actually a person in our lives who should be over in our heads, like, doing
You're so
thing.
Far away, you're in Drumcondra.
All right, okay, calm down. It's not the end of the earth.
I told you we should have moved somewhere else.
Oh, shut up, Paul. We have a lovely house in a lovely location. I can walk to the office.
So stunning, like it really is.
You know what? It's very handy. Beautiful. It's very handy.
But yeah, we love it.
We adore it. Anyway, should we start this thing?
We will.
Yes.
Let's do it. Well, hello and welcome back to Glow Home, the podcast where we are supposed to talk about beauty and home, and we never do. We just talk about everything else.
And it has happened like this every time we've recorded.
Every time, yes. It is me, Mark Rogers, beauty fanatic, but doesn't talk about beauty, and my gorgeous husband, Paul.
Oh, look what he's looking for.
It's the only time I think we actually give each other compliments is in the intro to this podcast.
I also think... I've lost my train of thought.
Great.
I've had a stroke.
It's a great start to the pod, Pete. It's a great start to the pod. And I think the reason why we're having such a great start to the pod is because we're with the number one drinker in Ireland of champagne. It is none other than Carol Bay.
Why is no one clapping harder?
Damn you.
Look, she's coming. She's coming to you.
Look, here comes Penny.
Come on.
Now,
straight up.
Oh, you must like Carol.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Jeez, when Rachel Gorey was here, she was like, goodbye. See you later. Not going near that one. So we have the lovely Carol Byrne on the podcast. We are very excited to have her. Carol, introduce yourself. Okay. I know.
I don't have to introduce myself as. Like, am I an influencer? Am I a content creator? What am I? Because I'm the worst influencer going.
Honestly, you are the worst self-promoter influencer I've ever come across in my entire life.
Well, I'm a fashion influencer, if you want to put it that way.
I think you're...
However, I'm trying to branch out.
You're trying to branch out.
Fashion.
Now I am.
Yeah, but also I think you are not just... Because I think the influencer word is kind of like a weird thing.
I find it weird.
I think you're just like an outstanding content creator.
If someone asks me what I do, I always say I work for myself. I never actually say what I do. I just say I work for myself and no one asks any more questions.
So like on a first date, would you be like,
Well, I don't do dates. If I was to do dates, I would say, I work for myself. Yeah. What'd you do? I work for myself. Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
then they're like, and what do you do for yourself?
I do work.
I do work. I do fashion.
It's a passion project.
I find it really hard. Like, I find this industry really hard to explain what you do because there is still that stigma of,
it's an ick. Like, I give myself an ick when I say I do it.
Shut up, Carol.
But you know, you are actually also, I'll be like, oh my God, Carol, that content was lovely. You're like, oh my God, I hate
that's
it.
That's the worst content I've ever seen in my whole life. I did it after 10 minutes. I got 10 likes.
I love trolling you on your own content. And I think it's an inside joke between us but then I'm always afraid someone's going to take offense because I always go like recently I was like, look at those wooden legs.
Yeah, that made me laugh so much.
I don't even get it, but cool. It's like an inside joke.
She had her legs out, and I was. We just slag each other quite a bit.
I like that. Do you know what? It's a term of endearment. It's a way of showing 100%. That you like someone.
It's an Irish thing to slag each other.
Yeah.
That's like saying you get on with someone and you really like them, you really love their company. Yeah. Like, I'm going to slag the shit out of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you down.
It is a thing though, because when you think about it, like people who like in the professional world, you're like chatting away to about things, you're always really polite. It is a sign that you actually really like someone. You're like, 100%. Stay to you.
When I'm really polite, I'm so uncomfortable. I'm like, yes. Sandra, it's fabulous.
It's also a little bit weird because like when you go to events, you're mixing, yes, it is a work event technically.
Yeah, but it is.
But
yeah.
It's more social than what you would be in a normal work environment.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, we're going to get onto it later, but I'm really struggling with my social battery for some events now. I'm like really finding hard.
It's 24/7 for you.
It's 24/7. Yeah. It's every day.
It's hard. Like,
here we go again.
You've got the double pronged approach.
Yeah, two events a week. I'm like, ugh. I know. Do I have to go to another one?
Yeah, Carol, you're supposed to be at both of those events. I'm like, Carol, are you on the way?
Oh my gosh, you remember the one that you were like, oh my God, Carol, it was like 10 to 8. You're like, are you supposed to come to this dinner? I was like, oh dear God, I forgot about that. I'm so sorry.
No, you're very good. You always
Carol
support.
Is very good.
In general, I am, but sometimes I do just kind of skip my mind.
Your intention is always to be very supportive.
I've gotten better. I was bad kind of last year, but I've gotten better this year.
Oh, I think you are a new woman this year. I don't even recognize you.
But that's because it's Yeah,
but like it is.
Sertraline and coffee is like my go-to.
Yeah, but I'm telling you. Okay. I'm telling you, it's working wonders.
It is. You're going to keep it up in champagne.
Yeah. It's all about balance.
It's all
about balance. Mark Rogers, I'm going to kill you with the heating.
Is the heating on?
Yes, it is. The heating is on.
God, it's boiling.
The heating is always on.
Oh my God. I'm changing the timer.
You're in a Hawaiian shirt.
And I'm very sensitive to a draft, guys. I'm very sensitive to a draft. Before we get into like all the things we want to talk about, because we've loads to talk to you about, but I actually was only thinking the other day of how we met.
We met with Good Time Carol.
Yeah. Good.
Yes!
Good Time Carol.
I'm still Good Time Carol. What are you talking about?
Still Good Time Carol. Actually, cannot be disputed. At any event, Carol will be the person that I will say, right, you hanging around for a drink after.
Oh, no, 100%.
Okay. Yeah. I do not like that I'm being paid for a lot here, by the way.
No, it's not. It's like one drink.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe two.
But like, I'll never say no. It's like, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm staying over. I'm moving into this hotel. But the weird thing is that we know each other pre-social media, really.
We go way back.
Way back. You are, like, I mean, I'm not, we'll talk about this on the bonus. You've been around a while, Carol Byrne. You've lived many lives.
He was checking the lights there and he was like, we need to focus more. She's a bit old.
I actually said give her more light because she is old and witchy.
But you would never know thanks to Dr. Zizmo.
Absolutely.
Dr. Rua. We love you, Dr. Rua. This face is sponsored by Dr. Rua. That face is sponsored by Dr. Rua. She's a good girl. Sorry, can I just say, so yeah, you've lived many lives. You're like a cat, right? Can't kill you. You've lived many lives because before social,
can't kill you.
You can't.
So funny.
But like before social, you were like the OG like hostess with the most.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, and I love that role.
If you needed to get in somewhere, Carol was getting you in.
You were like honestly only the number one phone number in my in my phone because when you were on a night out and you wanted one more drink or you wanted a table somewhere. Didn't even have to be the actual venue that you worked in.
Yeah.
You could be like,
you would know
Carol, I'm going to Zimbabwe. And you'd be like, I know someone there. Hold on. I'll just send a quick message.
Yeah. By carrier pigeon.
And you'd be like, there'd be a table there with a bottle of plonk.
Probably like you guys, like, I can't do like a day to day, like a 9 to 5. Just not it's not in my nature. Yeah. I'm just not able to do it. Like, I have to have a bit of an outlet or. And I loved my job. In house, I loved my job.
But it's what you've always, like you've always done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think it was.
Well, we met in Samsara. We met there.
But I think we must have met. I can't remember because I
leather
remember.
I remember leather trousers.
Don't talk about it.
And then you had the jeweled piece on the head.
It was of its time, Carol.
It was of its time. It was a moment.
Yeah.
Sorry, one time I wore like white socks. I was ahead of my time then, by the way. But they were like child socks.
Like as in knee highs?
No, as in like, you know, the frilly, like communion socks? Oh,
communion socks.
like black sandals. I got annihilated that night. Absolutely annihilated.
You made them
like,
cool.
And that's back in
like 15 years later, came out.
Just ahead of my time. But like, it's kind of weird. So I think it was Samsara.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't know how I knew you before that night though.
I can't think of that either.
I don't know how it happened.
I think I maybe knew you from Benefit, maybe. But I can't pinpoint it myself, to be honest. Like, I can't.
Every fucking time.
Sorry for bringing it up.
Yeah. Mark Benefit. Are you there?
But it actually probably, I think it was to do with, maybe we were looking at a venue for like an event or something. I can't remember.
Well, that was my industry. So it must have been tied in some way.
Yes. And then
my memory is so bad.
Yeah.
It's my age, obviously. So I can't remember.
You're so old.
Can I also say you're only about like 3 years older than me, which is very fucking old. I'll just tell you. So it's so weird because I feel like you have always been part of like the tapestry of my life. You've been in there somewhere. Like you've been at a venue.
What a compliment.
Isn't
that lovely?
That is a compliment.
The tapestry of my life.
That's such like animated vocabulary.
Yeah, I feel like we should have some Enya music or something.
Full notions here. That's tapestry
such a nice
of,
expression.
And then if I was
it?
To say to him, I'm going to put a tapestry on the wall, he'd be like, you are in your hole.
Get that shit down.
Get that shit down.
But it's of Carol.
Oh, God. And we could put a picture of you on the wall. I mean, you have been a part of our lives.
Are they not your legs?
But do you not think that like your hostessing life and that life that you led kind of led you into
Absolutely.
Where you are now?
Oh, 100% it did.
Yeah, because like you were so, you're the most networked person.
Well, like it was networking was obviously your point. It's such a PR for bars. Exactly. It's essentially what it was. Like, but, and I loved it. I really enjoyed it.
But I think your uniqueness was that it really felt personable.
So personal.
Like it wasn't that fake.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed all the people I met, like, you know, and I think that's the thing. I mean, I think you meet so many different people when they come in and out of bars and clubs and stuff. Like, you meet the best and the worst, and that's a fact. And then you meet people that you meet and you stay in touch with them forever, you know, like you guys. And then Rosie, I met in house. You know, I think Louise as well. Like, there's a lot of people I met over the years that actually, before even Instagram, that I stayed in touch with them.
That was so lovely.
Which is so lovely.
And you're such a lovely, because I know obviously house is where you worked for like a really long time.
Yeah, it was
and
like 10 years.
You have such a great relationship with like Alan from house and everything. Yeah. Like, they're part of your family, really.
Absolutely. Like, and like, it's such a huge part of your life. Like, I think I was 32. No, sorry, I was younger. I was about 28 when I started house. No, I'm lying. I was 30. Oh, dear God, I can't remember. I'm so old. My memory's gone.
You're like, I had a stroke. She was having a seizure. It's all going well.
I'm 28. I'm 29. 32.
As her eye flutters.
I can't remember.
I'm like, I'm turning back time. I'm turning back the hands of time. I'm going to start lying about my age.
Why am I so honest? I start lying.
I know.
You should.
I don't mind though.
It's good to be honest.
I actually don't care. I genuinely, the age thing does not affect me.
I agree. It doesn't bother me one bit.
Now, will I get 4 liters of Botox in my face? Yeah, but I don't.
I said to you, I was like, I'm not even going to decompose. I'm just going to sit there like plastic under the soil.
Pickles.
There forevermore.
Did someone recycle Carol Byrne?
Yeah. Oh, green bin day. Out goes Carol.
I love it. Sorry. Carol Byrne.
Can you imagine how decomposed just being these plastic up here?
You'd be like, you know, the Terminator when it rips off and it's like metal underneath. Love it. Love it. Yeah. Well, I am so glad that you've been around for 400 years. I'm so glad you've been around for 400 years. But
basically, I figured I had to observe humanity.
Yeah, you're going to write a book. You're going to be like, this is how you can just cheat life. Okay, so we are going to get into our next section, which again is a bit, it's lighthearted. We're just having a bit of fun. I think it's time to glow up or blow up. So, welcome to Glow Up or Blow Up. This is where we talk about different topics that are happening in the world or in life or trends, and we decide if we want to keep them and glow them up or if we want to blow them up, get rid of them forever more.
Okay.
So first ones first is quite relevant to our good guest, the lovely Carol Byrne. Carol, VIP guests, glow them up or blow them up?
Blow them up.
Really?
Yeah.
Pains in the hole?
Again, you can't stereotype everybody. You can't say that everybody is... But I just think, you know, everybody's paying this. Like, I'm not saying everybody's paying them, but obviously people come in, you know, and they have, they're wealthy and they're splashing their car. However, you can't dismiss the people that are in there to enjoy the same night they are and have the same experience.
Yeah.
And it's all about experience. Like, that's the thing that we focus on the most. Like, when I was in hospitality, is experience, you know, and everybody should get the same experience, in my own opinion. In my humble opinion, that's what I think, you know.
Yeah.
And irregardless of what anyone is spending, they still deserve the best experience.
Have you had absolute nightmare VIPs?
I can't tell you, absolute nightmares.
Really?
People that have reduced them to tears,
Stop.
Yeah. Who names will be mentioned later.
Names will be mentioned after the second bottle of champagne.
I'll put on my story tomorrow, don't worry.
Please follow Carol Byrne on Instagram.
But there have been people that have come in, you know, and just not paid.
Wow.
As in, I'm not paying.
No.
Really?
Yeah, and you're just like, well, and that just grossed me so much, you know, because... What?
As in it's an assumption assumption.
They'll just take it, leave it, and not even, I'm sorry, I didn't pay that. That was, you know, I was drunk, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a different story. But just to get up and leave and like, that's, I don't have to pay that.
Oh my God, you could
that
write.
That disgusts me. It always disgusted me. I'm like, that's.
And does it happen frequent? Like, does it happen more
like,
often?
Like, I'm obviously
than...
not in that industry as much anymore. Yeah. You know, I don't really do it anymore. But like, I haven't worked nights in a long time. But you know,
thank
when
God
I did.
Says you. Yeah, you're in bed at 8.
It happened more than you would imagine.
Granny Carol. And
my hip won't take it anymore.
And I bet you were people you wouldn't expect.
But this is the thing.
Yeah.
So it's always like, obviously everything I say is nameless.
Of course. Yeah.
But it's always the people who, you know,
can afford to pay the bill.
100%.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And it's like the rich of the rich will never.
That's how they stay rich, isn't it?
But I think that's ridiculous. I can't deal. Like, I am the worst person. Paul gets me all the time. Because if we're with a group of friends,
he's like, I'll pay the bill.
I'll pay the bill.
I'm out of
awkwardness. I have loads of money to be like,
to the point that I'm broke.
Bill.
I'm I'll pay, guys. It's okay. No problem. I'll get it. I'm like, oh my God. Connor, do you have any money?
I find it really difficult when we're at a group dinner.
Yeah.
And we've all had a few drinks. We've all had different bits and pieces, and people go and itemize the bill.
With the exception of people who don't drink, I think that's fine.
Fair. 100%.
Yeah, totally fine. Yeah, 100%. But then again, when we do it with people who don't drink, we kind of say, okay, so it's 40 for everyone else and you're 25.
Yeah.
But I also just think when people are like, well, I only have, and I'm like, well, then you should have ordered more food.
Yeah.
But I'm like, get a grip. We are all here on this night out. And genuinely, I would never question or query when you're with friends, I find it so awkward.
I just find it really uncomfortable. I'm like, it's not my area to be comfortable in. Like, anything with money, I'm like, oh my God, no. Even me coming out here today, I was like, no, you were like, oh, pay for your taxi. I'll pay for my taxi. It's fine.
Me and Carol had a row for 20 minutes.
I was like, Carol, I'm paying for your taxi.
I don't have time for this, Carol. Just take the taxi. Take the taxi, Carol.
So we are going to blow up the VIP guests. But is there anyone who was amazing?
Yeah, any guests that you had in the past?
Yes, so many. So I don't want to name drop here, obviously. Come on, give us a name drop. But I can name drop this because he's so famous, if that makes sense. Okay. So it's not like someone we know, we can go on their page and slate them and say, hey, you didn't pay your bill.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, wait, you see now, she's like, Diddy came in once and Bono, he didn't know.
No, so Bono was obviously, he was a customer of ours that came in. Like, so the first time he came in, I remember the night so well. They came in like a group of them. But like that,
was
like
it
he.
The band?
Yeah.
I agree with that. Where they called you two.
There was only two of the band and then like their security and stuff that. Like,
so it was two.
I mean, like
you.
The salt the salt of the earth. I mean, they would walk in, obviously people notice them, whatever. Like, but I find, sorry, my point earlier was like, I find like the really, really, really famous people don't act like they're famous and they don't expect.
The actual famous
people. The actual famous people don't expect anything for free. They never expect it. They're so graceful, so humble. Like, obviously I can't speak for everybody, but the ones I've dealt with are. Mm. So like, they've always been so lovely. Always, even one day they left without paying their bill and then they rang the next day and said, we left without paying our bill. Can we pay our bill? So, and again, that happens. Like, people, that happens all the time.
They're probably like ushered out or something. Yeah.
But we got them like a Chinese and everything that night and like, they were just
really nice.
Just really lovely. Yeah.
That is so lovely to hear because I don't know if Bono gets like the best PR all the time.
I know, it shocks me actually. Yeah. I'm always like,
but that just shows personal experience. And also,
absolutely.
Sometimes 100%. People just like painting people out to be.
But I think there's a stat there that, like, I think 75% of people always tell the wrong story.
Agreed. They always and it grows give legs out, then, and people then, like say. Yeah.
And that good story never gets shared. Agreed. So it's important to share the good stories.
But I find, and you can only speak from your experience, you never speak from anyone else's. But from my experience, they were just the loveliest people. And then Saoirse Ronan was in one night. And again, like.
She seems like
the
she's
the irony
really
is,
nice.
Right? So she was in one night and she was on the terrace, I remember so well. And she was like just dancing away like you or I or anybody else. Yeah. Mm. Everybody walked past her. Like everybody walked past her.
No one knows.
And then an influencer who remained unnamed, but like quite a famous influencer here in Ireland came in and everyone was like, oh my God!
Stop. Really?
I was like, do you see Saoirse Ronan, the Oscar winner, just sitting right there? Everybody walked past her. Like bananas. Stop. And she was down in the red room having the crack and she sent me flowers and 2 days later say thank you so much for looking after me or so. But she was so understated, so lovely, so just
I love
it's mad. Like
I love hearing stories like that about like the big famous people being like, oh, especially the Irish ones. I'm like, come on.
My friend actually said, now I could be it was Louise. She
you're
said,
probably telling a lie.
No, I can't remember the celebrity, but I think it was Paul Mescal. Is he going out with someone else?
Paul
well, I've never come
now,
across
who
him.
Is it?
Paul Mescal.
Paul Mescal.
You mean Paul Mescal?
Paul Mescal.
Is he a mezcal? Is he a tequila?
I think he's a mezcal tequila. Mark calls me out all the time, and he has had a few blunders on this pod, and I have not called him out once.
You gotta be quick, Mark.
You gotta be quick, kids.
You gotta be quick. Anyway, he's not like, sorry, that's terrible. He's like, you gotta be quick.
I can't remember. Louise is gonna shoot me anyway, but she said they were down in Crookhaven in Cork, and they arrived into the pub, and everyone was kind of like looking side eyes, everything, but they left them alone. And then at the end of it, they said, thanks so much.
It wasn't Paul Mescal. It wasn't. I know it was.
Who was it?
I know it was. It was someone big. Was it not people from The Holiday, the film or something?
Can't remember.
It wasn't Paul Mescal, but it was a woman. And she was with her mom.
Sorry, how can you mix up Paul Mescal and a woman?
Because this is Paul's brain.
So, girl, I know nothing. We will confirm on stories,
but it was someone really big, a big, and it was her and her mom.
Maybe it was Saoirse Ronan as well, was it?
It might have been Saoirse Ronan. That is so weird.
They were in a picture together, and it keeps coming up every St. Patrick's Day.
But there you go. That's why. I knew I was right. Anyway,
that's it, Paul. I agree with you.
Sorry, I was also going to say.
I'm finishing my story.
Let her speak.
Sorry, I know.
I'm so sorry.
He takes over, doesn't he? All the air in the room is gone. I'm just going to sit here quietly. Anyway, they finished their drink and they said, thanks so much for allowing us have like our drinks. Does anyone want a picture then? And then they got their pictures and whatnot.
But it was really nice.
It was really nice to just allow people be normal when they're trying to be normal.
But it wasn't Paul Mescal.
But it was. It could have been.
It wasn't Paul Mescal. I know for a fact that I remember the story and it was not Paul Mescal.
I don't remember the detail. No. I remember the scenario.
What I was going to say is that I am part of the problem with the negativity thing of...
As you like to twist stories.
I hear a negative story and I tell it a thousand times.
He's the problem.
But it's never people that I know. So there was an editor in the UK and I tell this story all of the time. We took on a PR invite to the Mayfair Hotel in London, super expensive hotel. And her bill came back for her room, right? And it was like $3,500 for the bill. And we were like, what the hell has happened here? Why is her bill $3,500? We got it itemized.
Everywhere.
No, I wouldn't mind if it was champagne. I'd be like, well done you. She brought her curtains from home in her suitcase and had them dry cleaned at the hotel on a press invite. And that has become like a renowned story now because I have told it 5 million times.
Sorry, she got her curtains.
And when I'm not on the podcast, I give her full name.
Did she get pressed?
That was going to be my job. You got there before me.
Well, maybe, I mean, she has the right idea. I said curtains dry clean, but now that I think about it, in 2025, maybe it was something else altogether. Because that did seem like a very expensive pair of curtains.
Rejuvenation.
Oh my God.
I mean, your audacity was so genius.
Anyway, so sorry, what were we glowing or blown up there?
VIP guests.
VIP guests. Yeah. Blowing them up.
We're still on that. I've had too much fun.
Sorry.
Blowing them up. Gone. See you later. Okay.
But not enough.
Next question is solo holidays.
Yes, I love them.
I've never done one.
You've never done
one? No.
Oh my God, it sounds like after this, by the way, that you need one.
Fair, very fair. I think I would love a solo holiday, but I also think that Paul would feel like I'm being very like you would selfish if I was like, I want to go home.
See, I have to say, like, maybe it's the case that I just was... Look, my situation is very different. I know we spoke about this briefly earlier, but like my situation is very different as in I am with my mom at the moment because she has dementia. So it's hard in that sense. But I know there's been a couple of comments that have said to me, oh, you know, you're a loser, you live at home and blah, blah, blah. So I know I literally did speak to you guys. It's something that bugs me. And comments don't really bug me in general, but that kind of irks me.
And is it the thing of like, is it that like you hate that people are like commenting on the fact that you live at home?
Yeah, I hate
without
that because
understanding the context.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like you live at home where like your parents are doing your washing and your parents are like, that's not the case at all. Like it's a very, very easy situation.
We've seen your washing. No one came up with that.
We'll get to that later.
That's another topic.
But like, the thing is, and this is what kills me, and I say it all the time on the pod, is people comment about our lives all of the time. And we share parts of, and I think it's really important. Like, I think it's totally fine for people to call us out for things that are totally relevant and totally right.
Me too. Like, I take it on the chin. I'd be like, fair enough. Yeah. Fair. But
when people don't understand the context of what's going on. So what is the context?
The context is that I had Connor obviously very young. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I would have moved out, you know, when I was 25 or 30, whatever it was.
I couldn't afford
to buy a house. And what age is
Connor now?
Connor's 23 now.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's not ideal and I know it is. Like, it's something that it's my biggest ick about myself is that that's what it is. Like, and I hate it so much and it bothers me so much. And then when you see those comments, it just hammers at home. It makes you, it's like writing the worst things about yourself.
Yeah.
And you see them written out and you're like, oh my God, they're the most horrible
things.
But
with no context.
But with no context, exactly. So it's, and that's what bugs me. It's like, you don't know the reality of my life. My life is so stressful.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, I'm not just like my mom either saying this, by the way, because I'd mind her till...
Of course, every
day of my life, Carol, I will do it.
Any of
but
us,
it just bugs me.
Anyone, like in your circumstance, any of us would do the exact same thing. Yeah. Would do the exact same thing. I would be at home with my mom.
We've had the conversation. If anything was to ever happen to our parents, they're in.
Like, I mean, and that's the thing. At the end of stage in life, you're like, your parents are aging, and it's all going to hit all of us. Yeah. We all have to mind our parents. And had I, you know, was I lucky enough to be able to move out and get married at whatever age? No, but that's just my life.
Yes, that's life.
That's just the way it is. That's the path I took.
And actually, that's it. I think it should be, and I hope the rest of your family commend it also for the fact that, like, you are the person who is there for your mom every day to, like, keep her in her routine and, like, do all that piece, which I think is, like, also,
the routine is so important.
I think in years gone past, you'll be so delighted that you got to do this.
Oh my God, you'd be raging.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so, because now I'm like, I'm like, oh God.
But that's part frustration as well,
of
because
course,
you're
like of course. I mean, I'm not trained to deal with someone that has dementia. You know, I'm not trained to, like, but I manage the best I can. And like, but I mean, I think the thing is, like, by the time you get to an age where you can afford to move out, something like this happens, like your mom gets dementia, whatever, and then like. I was saying this to you earlier as well, like that, like, you know, she helped me raise Connor from when I was 19.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn my back on her then.
Yeah.
No, but also,
when she needs me. You would, like, that's awful.
You would never, regardless of the circumstances,
no,
you wouldn't.
No, exactly.
And the reality is that that's where you need to be right now.
100%. Yeah.
And I know that you don't really share it or show it online.
No.
But actually, I think it's actually such a beautiful part of your life. Like, I actually do. I know it feels amazing. It probably doesn't feel great.
But also it feels very tough because you feel like you're hiding it from everyone else. And you feel like if you say it out loud, you're going to be judged. Oh my God, you're 43, you live at home. And it's like, when you say it out loud, it is. It's awful. And it feels really embarrassing.
But it's 100% all circumstance.
It does. But at the end of the day, it's like, what are you supposed to do? You know, it's like, we got to this point. She got dementia.
It's not like you're sitting at home in your parents' house in the attic
or
doing,
like,
your own
it is a different thing if, like, you're at home and, like, your parents are supporting you. Yeah. And it,
oh, but my, it's,
like,
God, it could not be the more opposite.
But, do you not think that that's what like, by not sharing what the actual situation is, that potentially that's where people are, like, getting that thing? Because realistically, what you're doing is such a good thing. Like, and... it's a situation of, like, circumstance. It's where you currently are.
And I feel bad, like, talking about her because, you know that generation. Like, they're so private. She's 78. They're such a private generation.
Yeah. Of course.
They don't like talking about it, which is why I never come on. Yeah. It's probably the only time I'll talk about it, to be honest. Like, because I don't come on and shout on about it either. Yeah, or, like, or talk about it. But, you know...
that's the
she
situation.
Does argue with you all the time. You're trying to give her a medication. She's like, no, I'm not taking that. I don't need that. You're like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll take it then.
Dear God, give us something.
Yeah.
But like, genuinely, it is like, because obviously my granny passed away from dementia.
Oh, I'm sorry,
like,
to hear that. No, but
years and years and years ago. And it was so hard to watch her partner, my granddad at the time, was like dealing with that. And like, it's a really hard thing to maneuver because you are in constant discussion, conversation, row with a person to try and give them what they need. Like, and it's a really hard thing to maneuver.
And I think my biggest flaw is that I argue back, and that's a bad thing. And that's why I'm trying to learn, not argue as in like I'm giving out here, but I'd be like, no, you have to, or that's not true. Or that's, whereas I should be like,
You are navigating this without any sort of training or support in and you're human.
Yeah. We were only saying, my brothers were like, we have to do a course or something to like,
guys, it's okay. Learn. I am fully qualified because I have watched 21 seasons of Grey's Anatomy and therefore I'm basically a neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's First of all, right? Secondly, genuinely, it actually is a really good thing to watch. And obviously, do go get training and speak to an actual professional.
Obviously, don't quote me. Do he's go like,
watch 20 seasons of Grey's Anatomy and open bodies.
No, but the reality is that in it, they do address the Alzheimer's dementia thing because Meredith's mother has Alzheimer's. You would love it.
Not one episode.
You would love it. And basically, what you're talking about is one of the things that they discuss in it about not confronting the illness, which is quite an interesting thing to watch because I was like, oh, I would never be aware of that.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, but as a neurosurgeon, I will say that I think it's a perfect approach.
Alzheimer's runs in my mom's family, and you can see from the frustration point of view, and then you can see like there's so many days that you can say the same thing again and again, and then it's only human nature that you naturally snap or you go, 100%. I've told you this before.
Like this is the thing, like if I get irritated or I'll cry myself in the shower. I'll be like, literally, I'll be devastated and going,
of course,
Carol, be more patient, be loyal. But like there's only so much yourself can take either, 100%. Like when it's just like relentless.
100%.
Now, again, I'm not speaking because I go to the end of the river. Like I would do anything for her, like 100%. But like, it is hard when you're not equipped and you don't know how to manage it fully, you know?
And I've had a recent situation where I seen somebody in our family who I would have gotten on, like would have given me my first cigarette.
I didn't know what you were going to say there, but
I was like, what?
Would have been like Agwan.
I was like, whoa.
Would have been like Agwan, have another drink. Like, and then I went up and I seen that person and then they didn't really recognize me because of their situation.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to lean into all the great memories that I had in that
and
time.
And like, no, she's not quite there. Thank God. Like she's not there where she does not recognize us. Yeah, she's at the stage where she's, I feel like I'm disrespecting her talking a term, but like, I hope I'm not, but She's at the stage where she's actually not aware, if that makes sense, which is a harder stage because they say it's easier when they become not aware. It's easier on them, but it's harder on us, if that makes sense.
But
for now, she's just arguing in denial. Like, I can't. So we got a new door and...
I've seen it. Oh,
the door. It's beautiful.
We got a new door and I love it, right? So
Palladio.
But she cannot...
She cannot open it.
Like she just cannot figure it out.
But that's muscle memory, isn't it?
Because it's muscle memory. Exactly. It's a muscle memory. Yeah. She literally, and you're like, it's one. And I'm like, don't do that.
So basically what you're telling us is you've locked your man in the house. She can't get out. Stunning, Carol. Stunning.
And there's a fish pie in the fridge.
Great approach. Ma'am, there is water in the bowl.
Oh, your lovely mom.
Yeah. I said, because you've brought your mom to a few events and stuff like that. She's an absolute lady. Honestly. She's so beautiful.
You, and like, I'm the only girl. I have five brothers. So like, there's you know,
I always
it's
find
hard.
That wild. Every time you say that, I'm like, I always forget
you have five brothers. I think we've seen some of them as well. There's some hot brothers.
And you're a glamaz. I mean, honestly, you're the glamazonian.
There was an event they all came, wasn't there? There was an event that they all came.
The very event. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't know there was one missing.
There was one missing.
Yeah, sorry, four came.
Yeah, because your mom.
No, sorry, there was two missing. Three came.
Your mom was at the event.
Yeah, my mom was at the event. Which is so lovely, so cute.
Yeah. But I suppose this probably gives context to why your solo holidays are so important to you.
That's actually where I was going with that.
I love them. My brain. I was like, I know everywhere. But it is because I always watch, and it's so funny because I know the context. Yeah. I know how important your solo holiday is to you because you have to recharge to like get to like, to be able to go back into like looking after your mom doing all the things at home.
Yeah.
So your solo holiday is like a, it's a big deal.
100%. And like people are like, oh, do you get bored or are you afraid to go to dinner? I'm like, no. No, I wouldn't go out. Like I wouldn't go prancing around the bloody, the pub is at nighttime or anything. I'm probably in bed by 8 o'clock, but the whole point is just have a time out.
Recharging time.
Read your book and have a wander around during the day. I love it. Now this holiday is not a solo holiday, but we won't get into that.
Yeah.
What?
Let's just skip over that.
That'll be the next podcast episode.
Oh. Who's going on the holiday? Give us a teaser for next time.
Nobody.
Nobody.
It's not mom.
Okay.
It's not mom.
Very good.
Okay, cool. We'll move along.
My one in August is so low.
I have a question.
Might be on the bonus. Oh. Might get another glass into her.
I have to pee for some sober person to pee.
We're going to do that in a minute.
I have a question for you. Because you're so glam, so we're glowing up solo holidays. Solo holidays, glow glam.
Would you do a solo holiday? Sorry, last
Would you both do them?
We can't do a solo all day together.
Individually, would you do them?
I don't think you would.
But why? Why? What would stop you?
I don't know.
I would do a solo holiday. Is it being married? Is that what would stop you?
Oh, no.
Oh, this guy? Oh, no.
No, I don't know. I've just never done one. So I'm like, would I
would love to do one.
I have some. I really enjoy them.
Like, your solo holiday is my type of, like, I like, and this is where we differ when we go on holidays. I want to lie in my filth. I want to drink 15 margaritas. I want to not read books. I probably want to listen.
That's my holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I'm going to the gym. We should go for a walk.
Oh, yeah.
We,
no, you'd like, be my idea of hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he can go on. He,
and I want to go and do that without anyone 100%. Being pissed off at me.
But that's what you should both do.
His solo holiday should actually be to one of those fit camp hotel club things.
Love to go like somewhere to be punished for a week. Be punished and tortured.
No.
It's not even the kinky kind. I just want to be punished. I want to come back and be like, I lost 5 stone on that.
Yeah. Because he didn't eat it. He ate wheatgrass.
Yeah, people being like,
mushroom.
But I love that someone being like, this is all you can eat today. I'd be like, yeah, great, Grant.
Yeah.
But no, I would need a few glasses of wine.
Not for me. I want a chip and a dip and a margarita in my hand all 100%. The time.
I want a book. Fair. Margaritas, pina coladas. Get up. Oh, bliss.
For our next glow up, I want to ask you, because we see you so polished all the time.
Which I'm the opposite.
How do you feel about tracksuits?
Oh my God, I live in tracksuits.
Do you? We never see you in a tracksuit.
When I go to the office, I look like an absolute wreck.
No, you're usually like a legging, a funky cool trainer, but and like a, and a leather jacket.
Okay, now the kind of irony dressed. Well, you see on Instagram, right? I obviously do outfits. I do a bit of Zara. I do a bit of whatever.
Do you? I've never seen one of those reels.
Zara home? Never even heard of her. Never even heard of her.
Are you sure you need to tune in more?
Could I also just say, like, Zara need to sponsor this bitch immediately.
You are flat out.
Don't back on that. I've expanded my wings.
Oh yeah.
I do and other now stuff I do now.
H&M.
Haul up H&M, Primark. Yeah. I do them all. But I have to say, if I was looking for an outfit for anything, a wedding, anything, I'd have a good scroll of your content and I'd have about 20 options.
Yeah, but no, I'd go in and I'd do those reels, I record 3 a day, and then the rest of you comes like lining my own filth.
Great. But that works.
But we don't see that.
No.
But that's the thing, because
I know.
Because what we go back to before is like, I do, and that's why this is a good thing in a way. It's like, I've always wanted to kind of say, this is my situation, this is my life, because I don't like, because during COVID, right? During COVID, I was always on chatting, having the wine, having the crack, come on, having the chats. And I miss that. I miss that. And I just stopped doing that because obviously I was getting abused there for a while, like a couple of years ago, and that kind of like
shook you.
Shook me a bit, like, and I kind of came away then. But then I was like, oh God. Like,
I've actually been thinking about that a little bit over this week. I've been kind of going, because they all, these pages, these abuse, everything that comes in, I'm like, they always talk about like, I'd never do this and I would never do that. But actually I'm now asking the question, but would your child or whoever respect you for doing what you're currently doing, which is bullying somebody?
Exactly.
I find the trolling thing so bizarre. And there is a difference, to be clear, when someone mentions something that is a valid piece of feedback.
100%.
That's like, hey, are you aware that this thing is not actually
exactly.
a thing?
Or that's it doesn't
work. Or that thing did not work for me. Or that does not, like, for example, they don't have that in my shade or my skin tone. And I'm like, wow, I did not know that. That is super valid.
You have to expect people coming back with their opinions. Sure. And that's more than fair. But abuse is very different. Like, you're a loser, you're this, you shouldn't be this.
I spoke about it on last week's podcast, but basically I'm doing this ad for a brand at the moment that's been pushed out in loads of different countries, right?
Fly
out
everywhere.
That's amazing.
It's everywhere. It's wild. But every time I open my phone, I get a new notification because it's been pushed out in like Taiwan and Poland and all sorts of different countries. And literally, I am a gay man. So therefore, 90% of them is just pedophile.
It's insane. It's
like,
insane.
Literally just because I'm a gay man, they're like pedophile. Today, someone, now I did kind of laugh at this one, but like I have a good sense of humor about it and I know it's not about me. Mm. So I'm like, it's fine. But someone today was just like, okay, Diddy.
Well,
okay.
I know we shouldn't laugh at that, but
we shouldn't laugh at that. It's just funny.
Also, I was like, hello, look at me. Like, what? I was like, are you having a laugh?
I'm the least ditty person.
But I was like, this is a perfect example.
A couple of bottles of Leo BB Grand.
Paul.
Paul, put that out.
But here's the thing, like, people just think that they can say whatever they want to people online, but there is someone on the other end.
Yeah.
So anyway.
And the irony is, like, these people saying, like, oh, you're a loser, you live at home. It's like, you're a loser, you're online, talk about people.
I know. Like, would you grow up?
But also, I bet you some of those people are also living at home.
Possibly.
Do you know what I mean?
Possibly.
Like,
yeah.
This is the thing. But also, shut up. Like,
but also, so sorry, we got very sidetracked there. Tracksuits. We glow up tracksuits, matching pieces, whatever we feel.
Oh, yeah, glow up.
Comfy clothes.
I love tracksuits.
Yeah.
I do love a tracksuit, yeah. I have to say. I need to, like, inject that and more into my content, to be honest, like, my day-to-day wear.
I feel you should.
I live in tracksuits.
You should actually live in them. I wonder.
Make them cool.
I bet
make
you
them
do
glam.
Well. Yeah.
I love them. But they're so cozy.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine you doing your, like, your try-on thing in full tracksuits?
In full tracksuits.
In the same glam setup, just being like, hi guys, this is actually me just in a tracksuit. Okay, bye.
I would do that. I would love that.
Okay, so that is the end of our Glow Up and Blow Up, because otherwise we could do this forevermore. Did you enjoy Glow Up and Blow Up?
I loved it, actually.
Yeah.
Enough questions.
I know.
You need to be quicker.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
You need to be quicker.
We'll take that feedback.
I rambled on. I'm sorry.
10 years. What about 10 years? Okay, so that is the end of our Glow Up and Blow Up. So, like, there isn't much more to say, really. Apart from Carol Byrne, we absolutely adore you as a human. But I also see a different Carol this year.
Yeah, I did start. I did speak about this, obviously, publicly. But, like, I did start Sertraline. Best thing I ever did. Mm-hmm. It changed my life, 100%.
It's an antidepressant.
Sertraline is like an antidepressant. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, so it's like and genuinely, I do believe that you are a much happier version of yourself.
Well, you would have seen me last year, like, working day to day, and I struggled so much. Like, I struggled so much with day to day. That's what I struggle with. You know, you struggle every morning getting up, dealing with what's happening at home. Mm-hmm. And then, like, by the time you leave the house, like, I thought this thing, and it just really hit home. It's like, by the time you leave the house, you kind of weigh out of, like, what are you out of 10? And, like, by the time I leave house, I'm like an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
By the time I get into the office, I'm like, I'm 10. I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how it is. Like, it's like, where if you get up and you've, like, nothing to kind of care for, or nothing to, then it's easy to go about your day. But, like, when you have that, like, weight at home and that stress at home, it's like, by the time you get out, and then you're just like at a limit, you know? So it changed my life. That's, like, I would never come on promoting, like, drugs for anyone, but
if it's the right thing for you,
100% the right thing for
me. I can tell you now, as someone who has, you know, seen you in the last few years, what is really lovely for me is to see you, like, at peace in some ways, as in, like, you're calm, you're not, like, you know, I think in previous years you would have been anxious a lot about things because, like, it's other things were seeping in, and, like, you'd be worried about, like, the things you were doing for your job. You were really worried about
it. But I mean everything, like, Siobhan even said to me, you haven't looked me in the eye in a year.
Yeah.
And, like, that really hit home. I was like, oh my God, I actually haven't. Because I would just avoid everybody, avoid everything. I just wouldn't
be
able to.
Which is so not you, because
it's not my nature at all. Like, that's the thing, it's not my nature. But it was like something just, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It became very physical for me. Like, my whole left side was, and I mean literally twitch. I would like literally twitch. Wouldn't be able to sleep because my feet would be twitching.
And what do you think changed?
Well, I went in searching.
Well, how did you decide to, like?
So I hit a point, and I actually went to the doctor, and, like, it got so bad that, like, so I had really bad tummy issues as well.
Yeah.
To the point that I went to hospital one day because I thought I was having a heart attack. And again, like, chronic anxiety. I went in and he was like, he said, I think that's stomach acid. But I was like, no, it's not stomach acid. But it was. It was like, because, you know, when you get that, like, horrible pang in your tummy. Yeah, I was having that all day, every day. Mm. All day, every day. Like, my tummy was in bits. So it's all these knock-on effects of that physically.
Yeah.
Like, they say stress is the biggest killer. And
I'm telling you now. I can't even imagine, like, the, you know, because you've so much going on in life and having to, like, deal with those bits. When we get stressed, and particularly me, I'm not great. Like, there's a lot of things that are happening, a lot of moving parts at any given time. And there is a point. I'm a person with a very high capacity. I can, like, have four events happening this week. I can do all these things. But there's also a time when Paul will literally, I will come in and I am so up to here, I can't breathe. Like, I can't move because I am, like, doing all the things.
So he doesn't sleep well. And then I know when he's stressed because his sleep pattern is horrendous.
Chaotic. Yeah.
Whereas, like, if he wakes
up on all night.
No, the TV can be on all night, in that there'll be things on, but it's when you turn over and he's actually sitting up and watching the TV.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never forget.
Just, like, wide-eyed.
Like,
can't
a
sleep.
Psychopath.
The one time that I was like, you were like,
I was losing my mind.
Was when we were in Vegas, and it was like three or four in the morning, and I turned up and you were fully emailing on your laptop like a
good morning.
And yet, like, you never seem tired. Like, you never seem...
I do get tired.
He has a good... It's a burnout. Mark has a really good performance
level. Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
So I think
that Sunday, we were recording the podcast on Sunday. I just got off a flight. I was literally like a dead man and I was like this. Yeah. Hello, hi, yeah. How are you?
And then after that one episode, I was like, you're a bit shite there, weren't you?
Yeah, you did give me some strong feedback after. You told me I had to really get my shit together.
But you couldn't possibly like be at the same performance all the time. No, no sleep, no. Like, it's really hard.
And I think it's good to actually have these conversations because I feel like when it comes to that anxious depression state, people just walk away from it and don't talk about it.
But that's the thing, like when I actually put it out there, the amount of women came back, it actually was such an eye-opener for me because I was like, oh my God, there's hundreds of women that are struggling with this, you know,
like so many are like,
I don't
want to
go to my doctor. I don't want to start medication. I'm like, start the medication.
But Carl, even one person hearing you say that I was crippled last year and I am a new woman this year is game changing. To even go and see a medical practitioner. Oh,
that's what I was saying. I'm like, just don't even talk about it.
Speak about it. Talk about it.
Just say it. Say it out loud. And then,
I'm going to go and speak to my medical
I was the exact same, by the way. Like, I said to Siobhan, I was like, because she kept saying to me, Carol, if your leg was broken, you'd go. And I was like, you're so right. So I was the exact same. It took me a bit of a push to go and actually
go and do it.
Do something about it.
You don't have to be on it for life.
Exactly. You don't
have to. And I think that
it could be a few years. It could be.
Yeah.
But like, even if you are, so what?
And I'm just so happy to see you like happy and like enjoying it and having a laugh.
I mean, like, things
because I can slag you more. I can slag you more when you're in good form.
You take it a bit more. Next year, I'll be like, I need to up my surgery. Mark has gone on top of me.
I'm seeing Mark more often now, so we're going to have to up my medication. So obviously lots going on in the world of Carol Byrne. We love all of our try-on hauls. We love all those things. More beauty is happening.
Definitely more beauty. Which I said this January, I was like, I'm going to focus a little bit more on
beauty. But you love beauty.
I love beauty. I love it.
Why did you never do
love
before?
A product?
I don't know. I think I fell into a pigeonhole. You know when you pigeonhole yourself and you're like, I just...
I don't know why we have people editing this podcast. Paul can just do all the sound effects vocally for us.
Sorry, I'm really enjoying myself.
Would you like to sing the theme tune? What would you...
My Mr. I was like...
Can I just say, I hope they just put these bits in. Just this. That's the whole podcast.
That's in the trailer.
Oh, it's the Botox. You can't do it.
No, you can't. Yeah. It's numb.
The face doesn't move that way. The face doesn't move that way. But no, we are doing more beauty content.
I'm doing more beauty, yeah. I'm definitely broadening myself just to like do more. And because I as I said, I pigeonholed myself into doing just fashion, you know. Yeah.
Oh my God. Kill the pigeons. Give me a gun. Kill the pigeon. But also, fashion is not dead because you've had a very cool... Actually, I missed how this all happened. Your fashion event where you did like...
Oh, my fashion event.
That was so good.
That was so cool. Which actually worked out really well. I was surprised how well it worked out. So we basically did... And a couple of girls got on board, like Ruth Bergen and Mullet. Katia got on like... Move the mic, sorry. sorry. But yeah, loads of them got involved and it was so good. Like, I think 200 people turned up. So
that is amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
Will you do it again?
One. Yeah, sorry, I'm touching everybody now.
It's okay. You can touch me all you want.
Please do touch us. Sorry. We're at least at 3 glasses of champagne in. This podcast is going to end up being an award.
Woohoo! Yeah.
She's not single anymore. Announcing Ireland's first triple. It's Mark, Paul and Carol.
Guest starring Orla. Orla's in the corner there.
Orla's in the corner. Drinking Coke.
Our next guest is queued up and ready to go. So sorry, you're going to do it again.
I'll definitely do it again.
Okay, good. 100%.
I think there's a bit of a market there for you, you know, because, I mean, the thing is, like...
So much clothes.
I'm sorry, so much clothes, first of all. But, like, the thing is, like, sustainable, like, you have to, like, not...
But especially when yours has tags on it.
Yeah, exactly. I get sold to charity. Then I was like, what am I doing? I need to like get a bit of a market here to like.
But also you like you buy clothes
100%
to like make content.
Yeah.
And also as a fun fact, as a business, you actually can't buy clothes or use it as an expense in your business because you can't.
No, that's true.
It's not. Yeah. So you can't buy it as part of your business.
I think that's the part that I was a bit like making sure that people knew, you know, anything I got from, say, Karen Millen, we gave it all to charity. We either give it to charity or the money we give to charity. Yeah. But anything like Zara, I'd obviously take a bit of money, but still give a cut to the charity. But we bought that ourselves.
Yeah, like, because the thing is, 90% of your content is fashion.
Yeah.
You have to buy the clothes yourself and your personal money, not any of your business money, because you can't actually.
I mean, I can't sing it too because I'm so bad at money.
You're like, I don't know who paid for that, but someone did.
Sorry, my kid was like, what's a CT Fox? I was like, that's Sandra. There's a lot of these in CT Fox. I was like, Sandra.
Yeah, that's fine.
Potatoes, onions, carrots. Yeah. You know, they're
very important expense in my life. Thank you very much.
The essentials.
So funny. I love it. But I think the fashion event thing is like, also, there's lots of clothes that people actually seen you wearing that they will want to like purchase. That makes sense.
And probably you've shown stuff that then sells out and people won't be able to get it.
Yeah.
So people
I think so too. It did do really well. So we've got like some bits left over with all the girls. So we're going to do it again the next couple of weeks, I'd say, when I come back.
So the one thing, are we doing this one?
Yeah, I think we should do that one.
So you're both smiling. One thing, I'm like,
there is one thing that we want to talk about before we let you go.
Yeah.
So there was one night where you had to make an emergency trip into the city centre with some bin liners.
Oh,
God. Do you want to tell people why you had to jump in a taxi?
Yeah, because I'm a filthy hoe. That's why. Not in the sexual way, but just like a filthy pig hoe.
I love this. If we snip it, people will be like, they'll be like, I'm a filthy hoe. People will be like, oh, that's
in the
Carol.
Trailer. That's Kinky in the trailer. Carol. I'm Woo! A filthy hoe.
I love it. Sorry. Can I just
That turned out to be one of the funniest things. Like, oh.
So basically, Carol has an office in town where she shoots lots of her content. Yeah. And it is part of the same management company as the office that we have for 23 The Agency. Carol.
Well, it was. Not anymore, but
not
it was.
Anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
We've
yeah.
moved on. But
are you still there?
I'm still there.
Well, you weren't evicted.
We weren't evicted, to be clear. We moved on. Okay. But Carol, with the whole business got like an email to say they were coming around to do inspections, like an insurance inspector or something was coming in to check the thing. And basically they had to, the inspector had to go into all the rooms. So Carol sending it to me straight away.
Oh my, the level of fear I felt that day. When I say, I don't think people understand, I nearly have to post a picture of the level of filth. I mean, it was like packed the Dairy Lee Dunkers, banana skins, lashes everywhere, box of lashes.
Really?
Food. It was
all
disgusting.
All we see of that office is that beautiful little space.
Oh, yeah, because the rest of it is like a pile of shite.
Oh, you are Carol the hoarder.
Oh, I'm a like, but I'm not a hoarder. It's just, it's six flights up. I can't drag all the bins down.
Away.
So I just throw the dirt and left.
Or Carol,
what else am I going to do?
You take a small little bag
every day.
But I mean,
it got to the point that I couldn't walk in the office. I was
Carol,
like, this is
literally
diabolical. Yeah, no,
she
really
literally
bad.
Messaged
I need
me.
To do a glow up. I should do a glow up. Oh yeah, you did send me a picture.
My God, Carol, could you go and redo Carol's office?
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
It'll look like this
bit
house.
Content, I'd love that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Bit of content, bit of content.
Yeah, bit of content, give me that.
Bit of content, that'd be great.
Oh God, please let's do that.
Yeah,
I love that.
So obviously,
Help
Carol,
me.
can we go back to our story?
Sorry.
Carol
sorry,
gets
sorry.
An email to say there's an inspector coming around to the office.
Yeah. So I was drinking wine during the day and I was like, dear God, I am so doomed. It's 5 o'clock. It's fucking 9 o'clock in the morning. I am so doomed. I don't know what I'm going to do. Messaged him. I was like, what am I going to do? That's what I was going to expect from him. I was like, what am I going to do?
Carol was like this. They can't go in without my permission, right? I was like, well, no, it's their building. Like, we so just rent the office. They can go in. So anyway, I then am like, I send a message, but then I think I fell asleep
bastard.
For 20 minutes or something, right? I send a message being like, oh my God, Carol, did you see the email that they just sent? And Carol was like, What email? Right. I forgot to respond then because obviously I fell asleep for
you
20 minutes.
You have to post this after this because it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Basically, Carol's like, I'm in the... So I sent then a little image that I did of a newspaper cutting basically about like... Carol being a filthy bitch
with her dirty knickers.
Dirty knickers, and I had a picture of dirty knickers.
Before we go on, I'm not actually a filthy bitch. Just in my office, I'm a bit messy.
Listen, you've got a lot going on, but she was so fearful. She got up out of her bed at 10:30 with some bin bags.
Yep.
And went in and cleared the office for an inspection the next day.
I left at like 1:30 in the morning, 2:00. But I even at that, I didn't even get it done. It took me about 4 days to actually get it done properly. But it was Filthy.
I'm glad you sold them all to
everybody for charity.
For those people who booked,
shut up, Paul.
If people found a banana skin in their dress at the event, it's actually just, you got that for free. Add it extra.
But it's shocking the amount of Derrylea Dunkers I found. I was like, I'm addicted to Derrylea Dunkers. There's like Derrylea. There was a packet of salmon behind the mirror.
Oh my God.
Like, no, it's unopened in my defense, but there was.
Famine.
Beautiful. Anyway, are you feeling better? The office is all cleared out? Or is it a kip again?
Oh my God, it's actually a bit of a kip again. But it's better because there's less stuff in there because I cleared it out.
Okay,
but still a bit messy. It's hard to keep it clean though when you're doing content in there.
It is. We need to get you off the sixth floor.
Oh, I hate
this. We need to get you like down.
It kills me. I'm like out of breath every time I get up. I'm like, it's awful. Yeah. Really awful. Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's eerie as well. I'm like, oof.
I think there is a ghost in that building.
Shut up.
Well, can I just say, I think this has been the most hysterical podcast we've ever had. I also think this could be the podcast that could get us cancelled. Which
possibly. It's always good.
We got a 43-year-old lives at home, cancelled.
But like, as if things weren't hard enough for Carol, now she's cancelled.
But thank you so much for coming to us.
We absolutely loved having you.
And for the champagne, it's been lovely.
Listen, it has to be done. If you enjoyed today's episode, please go and give us a 5-star review on Spotify. If you didn't like it, piss off.
We are another podcast. We don't accept reviews under 5 stars.
Yes. How dare you? You can also watch us
on YouTube. Yes. YouTube.
Yeah, you can see the whole thing. If you want to see right up Carol's nostrils, if you want to see why we overexposed her, you can go do that.
You can zoom in
over on the YouTube. And obviously, tune in this Friday where we have Carol on for a little bonus episode where episode where we are going to be talking about growing old gracefully.
Or are we?
We are not. That is a quick little preview of what's coming up. But thank you so much. We're going to see you guys in the next one.
Bye.